Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Press This, the WordPress community podcast featuring exclusive content and interviews with leaders in the WordPress community, covering everything from development to integrating your digital marketing strategy with WordPress. Join host David Vogelpohl of WP Engine and special guests from across the community as they keep you up to speed on the latest advancements in WordPress. Let's get started.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Press This, the WordPress community podcast on WMR. This is your host, David Vogelpohl. I support the WordPress community through my role at WP Engine, and I love to bring the best of the community to you here every week on Press This. As a reminder, you can follow me on Twitter at WPDavidV, or you could subscribe to Press This on Red Circle, iTunes, Spotify, or download the latest episodes at WMR.fm. In this episode, we're going to be talking about something pretty exciting, and that is Gatsby WP themes. And joining us for that conversation is the creator and founder of Gatsby WP themes. I'd like to welcome to Press This, Alexandra Spilotto. Alexandra, welcome.
Hello, welcome. Thanks for having me.
So glad to have you here today. Now, where are you calling in here for the show today, Alexandra?
I'm in the Spanish island of Mallorca. So it's a Balearic Islands near Ibiza. You have heard about Ibiza, and it's a really, really nice place.
Well, that's fantastic. I hope to make it there one day. I have heard of Ibiza. Never been there actually myself, but I've heard it's very beautiful in the area. So that's awesome. And thank you for joining us here. For everyone else listening, what we're going to interview Alexandra about today is her Gatsby WP themes, her thoughts on the value of headless WordPress in general, how WordPress developers are overcoming barriers to entry into headless WordPress, and of course, how her Gatsby WP themes are playing a role in helping with that. Well, Alexandra, I'm going to ask you the same question I ask every guest to Press This, but could you briefly tell me your WordPress origin story? When did you first use WordPress?
Okay, so I began with WordPress 10 years ago. Before that, I had no experience in the web or coding or whatever. So that was my entry point, and it was great. At this time, I was using WordPress themes, not coding, and then little by little begin to do a little CSS, and then creating custom themes. I learned custom themes with the courses of Zach Gordon, and it's really fun because we have began Gatsby WP theme with Zach a few years later, but it was really my teacher. We didn't know each other, my teacher online. Then I integrate Codeable team, and I was really specialized in coding themes from scratch. So people were sending me the design, and I was doing a WordPress, high-end WordPress theme with elaborate backend, frontend, using a lot of ACF and things like that. And then one day I say, okay, I want to do more things. I'm quickly bored, so I always need to explore new territories and things. And so I decided to do a JavaScript full stack bootcamp in Barcelona. So that was in 2018. And this is where I learned React. And after that, I was searching for new things to do. And this is when I discovered Gatsby, and Zach proposed me to build to port some free theme from WordPress to Gatsby. So we did that with the 2019 theme and the Tabor themes. And And I begin to specialize in this niche, WordPress and Gatsby, headless WordPress. And naturally the idea come for making premium themes, of course.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like you've made your journey around the WordPress space. If we could wind the clock back though, you said 10 years ago was the first time you used WordPress.
Yes.
And you said you'd never built sites or coded before. What was the reason? Why did you use it for the first time?
I think I was searching. I began with some HTML templates, and I'm a creative, so I was really liking that. I never thought I would end up coding, to be honest. It was really not my plan. And I think a friend showed me WordPress themes, and I realized all what I can do with that. And I discovered builders. Now I really don't like working with builders, but when I was beginning, it was magical. And yes, I began with that, and it was great because it allows me to stretch myself. I wanted to be a freelancer and I didn't need to be employed, even if I didn't know how to code. I was taking a theme and building theme for clients. First, I was working for an agency, and from there I have been able to stretch myself alone, which is not possible. I think if you start by coding from scratch, it can be much more complicated. So it was really, really a godsend to discover WordPress at this time.
Awesome. So you're scratching that creative itch by getting into the web there 10 years ago, which opened up all these other adventures. Now, you mentioned, though, that you've started this new company, I guess, Gatsby WP Themes, and you're offering WordPress themes built for headless WordPress. Is that the gist of what you offer? I mean, tell me a little bit about what you have going on with Gatsby WP Themes.
Okay, so for the moment, we are offering Gatsby themes with back office in WordPress. So basically, is the meaning of headless. It's the back office still WordPress, so the back office that everybody loves, and we have 14% of the web on WordPress, but the front is decoupled and built in Gatsby. Perhaps in the future we will do with Next.js. I don't know. For the moment, I focus on Gatsby. Perhaps also we will extend to other platforms than WordPress for the backend. But that's the thing. Back office in WordPress and the front in Gatsby, basically in React, in order to have all these advantages of speed, security, SEO, and many, many, many advantages.
Yeah. So like on the advantages side, I think people have kind of gotten the message, you know, there's speed and security benefits with headless architecture. And I know that there's still the majority of developers in the WordPress space anyways that aren't building with headless right now. Mm-hmm. In your view, why should a traditional WordPress developer make that leap in learning how to build with headless? And then I guess the second part of that question is, do you think if you're a freelancer or agency, there's clients out there to sell these types of builds to today? So again, like why should someone, you know, bother making the leap and learning it? And then how do you think that might impact someone with a freelancer agency business?
Okay. So yes, the advantages are speed. The website are really super fast. We change pages instantaneous. From there, we have SEO because now with the new Google rules about the core vitals, the SEO is directly depending on speed. So speed is basically the new responsive, like Google, you know, at the moment it was penalizing sites that are not responsive. Now it's penalizing sites that are not fast enough. We have more flexibility because we can take the data from WordPress and build different things. And of course, security as the database, it's not in the front. So hackers cannot hack your database. It can, at the worst, it can deface the website, but you can fix it the minute after. Your WordPress website can be down and the front, your website will be up. So that's a big advantage. So from there, I really think that the stack, the Jamstack in general, is the future, and it's becoming very, very hot. So a lot of, I think in WP and Jeans, that there was a report that 64% or something like that of enterprise website are already on decoupled on Jamstack, headless. So I think, yes, there is especially growth opportunity for freelancers and agencies that are basically our target. Our themes are more oriented to agencies and freelancers than to do-it-yourself people, even if any people can use it. But I think our clients are more this type of people, because I think there will be more and more websites which still in traditional WordPress that will want to go headless. And then these developers will be able to take this website and to transfer it, because for people, they will not have to learn a new back office to their team. They will not have to transfer the data. So it will be a big advantage to use
this. If I could try to summarize that, it sounded like kind of the traditional benefits of headless, right? Speed, performance, security. Mm-hmm. The SEO implications and other implications of those kind of benefits, but also the future. You kind of pointed out that the enterprise is in the study from WP Engine illustrating that many enterprises had already adopted this type mm-hmm. of technology. And of course, they will often be the early adopters. So it sounds like the idea is to get ahead of that, but mm-hmm. it also sounds like there is a demand today from companies building headless experiences. So it's not all experimental, and actually there are there's clients you can win as a freelancer agency building with WordPress in a headless capacity. I also liked how you pointed out the aspect of, you know, leveraging a backend that these brands are familiar with, right? Being able to mm-hmm. embrace the new technology around decoupled JavaScript without forfeiting the convenience of the interface that your content creators know and love. So that sounds like, is that a good, fair, like high level recap there?
Yes, I think so. We are just at the beginning of the headless adventure. And so, yes, the enterprise is showing the way, but positioning ourselves now is a good moment, because there is no work now, yes, but when there will be work, the market will be crowded and it will not be nice.
It's a forward-leaning position then.
Exactly.
Okay, so I want to talk to you about that forward-leaning part, though. But we're going to take our first break and we'll be right back.
Time to plug into a commercial break. Stay tuned for more Press This in just a moment.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Press This, the WordPress community podcast on WMR. This is your host, David Vogelpohl. I'm interviewing Alexandra of Gadsby WP Themes about her headless focused WordPress themes. Alexandra, before the break, we were talking a little bit about your thoughts around why developers should think about starting to build with headless, talking about the kind of core benefits of headless, but also that kind of future leaning aspect. Of kind of getting ahead of the curve and taking advantage of opportunities for brands already adopting headless, particularly in enterprise. So I'm curious though, like as I think about, and I don't know if you know this, but I ran a WordPress agency for 5 years. I'm very, very familiar with choosing technologies okay. in that context. And like one of the barriers of course in adopting new technologies is like, we're using this stuff over here to get work done, and the work is getting done. So you have this kind of adoption curve of like exploring something new, starting to build with it, and tools are a big part of helping people get there. And I know your Gatsby WP themes play a big role in that, but I'm curious, like what other, I'm going to talk to you more about your themes here in a minute, but I'm curious what other plugins or frameworks you've used in your own journey to learn to build decoupled JavaScript with WordPress.
Okay, so WP GraphQL, of course, is a center of all that and all the plugins that are built around it and that will be built, because the community is very active and we have new plugins all the time, and more there will be people building plugins on WP GraphQL and more the adoption will be easier.
Can you explain to the audience, for those unfamiliar, like what WP GraphQL does? Just super high level.
Okay, so WP GraphQL, well, WordPress has a REST API, and WP GraphQL has built a GraphQL API on WordPress. It has been built by Jason Bowles, that was working at Gatsby at the time, and that works as WP Engine now. And basically, it helps to connect in a really nice way WordPress with Gatsby, Next, Svelte, Vue, or any other headless Jamstack framework, or simply, or even pure React. And so it's this WP GraphQL is getting better and better thanks to JSON, and it's open source, and many developers are building plugins around it. One that I use a lot, it's WP GraphQL ACF, because it allows me to use ACF. That was my number one plugin in the traditional WordPress. And so now I can use all ACF and flexible content in Gatsby in headless mode, and that is great.
So that's such I've asked this question of a few people over the years, you know, as headless has started to come on the scene, and that's kind of a nice like pathway, right? Is like, I'm building these kind of traditional ACF based WordPress sites, and then I'm going to use something like GraphQL for ACF or you know, in general, as part of my bridge to start building with headless. I'm sure, I know there are tons of developers out there who are probably either undergoing that same journey or thinking about the same kind of steps. Mm-hmm. So that was really helpful. So I want to kind of shift gears now, some other killer tool or framework you find helpful for the transition you want to mention before I move on?
There is, again, WP GraphQL plugin for Yoast. So Yoast is, and we have made a Gatsby plugin that takes the data from the WP GraphQL Yoast to implement SEO directly in the Gatsby theme. So that's super handy because everything is prepared to be SEO ready and well done.
Yeah, I know.
Yes. There is certainly others, but I don't have everything in mind. We use Tailwind a lot. So Tailwind is great in WordPress and it's great in Gatsby.
Yeah, it's interesting to see more and more plugin developers, adopting the headless use case, and seeing, you know, that investment there from Yoast is, I think, a good thing. I know they're on my recommended list for headless SEO for sure. Let's kind of shift gears a little bit and talk about your Gatsby WP themes. Help me understand how they're different than a traditional WordPress theme. Like obviously I think the listeners of the show are largely familiar with how traditional WordPress themes work, but how does the Gatsby WP themes differ?
Okay, it's very different because the naming themes is not the same thing with WordPress and Gatsby. In WordPress, the theme is mostly presentational and the functionality are meant to be more in plugins. In Gatsby, it's different. A theme can be a set of plugin, can be a configuration. And now especially in a theme, we put, for example, we put the functionalities, the things we want to reuse across different what we call starters. So the project is a starter, and that's where we bring the styling, the presentation finally. In the first version of the theme, we were doing the theme also with all the component style, but we realized it's not a good idea because if you want to change it, you have to pass but what is called shadowing. Basically, you have to copy the component and change it. So say, okay, that's complicated. So we have keeping the theme only what needs to be updated and shared across different themes. For example, comments. Search, we have a theme comments, a theme search, and from there you can, in the starter, we import the search bar or we import the comment. So it's a different concept. In Gatsby, we have theme and plugins, or I will create now with, for example, with ACF elements, some ICF blocks that will not be styled, and they will be styled by shadowing inside the starter. So I can reuse it them across many themes.
Is this construct of themes containing functionality, isn't this part of like the root basis for what headless is, where more of that functionality is handled on the front end? And it's more of an API relationship to those backends?
Yes, I think so. Yes, it's more API style. Yes, we take a theme, okay, and import this component or this functionality from this theme. And I can mix, yes, also we can mix several themes together. So there is plugin and themes in Gatsby are quite similar in a way. So I think for WordPress.
Like one of the big battles in WordPress, like you said it earlier, is like themes are supposed to be the front end and plugins are supposed to be the functionality. And of course, mm-hmm. tons of theme developers incorporate functionality into their themes without yes. companion plugins. So this feels like a path a lot of theme designers probably wanted to take, but really weren't quite a quote supposed to in the traditional WordPress sense. Is that a fair assessment?
Can you repeat the question? I have been lost.
Yeah, so you mentioned earlier how in the WordPress construct, functionality in themes is not really what you're supposed to do. But of course, we know theme developers will add functionality mm-hmm. to their themes directly to the theme files and mm-hmm. not in helper plugins. And so what I'm curious about is with Gatsby WP themes, if that desire to include more functionality in your theme as a theme developer is kind of in a way realized with the architecture of Gatsby WP themes versus traditional themes?
I think there are two different things. So yes, putting functionality in theme in WordPress is not a good practice. I think you have to put it in plugins. And I think as a naming themes, there are two different things. I think to talk to WordPress users, they have more to think about Gatsby themes as plugins. We are going to, for example, to do an e-commerce theme, but basically it will bring the e-commerce functionality and we will make new components and we'll style them in the starter and thinking about the starters as themes, but the starter will not be updated like child themes, for example. So I think it's naming is confusing because they don't represent the same thing, but they are more similar to plugins than to themes. You can put presentational element and you can put functionalities or you can group configurations in the Gatsby themes and you can shadow them.
That's a very helpful description because I think a lot of people would assume it may be more, you know, coming from the WordPress space anyways, that it may be more inclined to operate like a WordPress theme does today. But I think that's a really, really good point of distinction. And thank you for kind of detailing that. That was actually incredibly helpful. We're going to take our second break and we'll be right back.
Time to plug into a commercial break. Stay tuned for more Press This in just a moment.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Press This, the WordPress Community Podcast on WMR. This is your host, David Vogelpohl. I'm interviewing Alexandra Spilotto of Gatsby WP Themes about her Gatsby WP themes. Alexandra, right before the break, we were talking a little bit around the differences between the Gatsby WP themes and kind of a traditional WordPress theme. Now, I was doing a little research before this interview, and I saw on your site, for those interested, GatsbyWPThemes.com, that you kind of mentioned that the themes don't really require coding skills. But as I started to look through some of the implementation details, it seemed like it did require some advanced technical skills to get up and going. So I'm just curious, like, who you think the ideal user is, or like the lowest level tech person you think might be a good fit for Gatsby WP themes. And then if you think, like, in general, if this notion of like assembler or DIY headless will really be a thing in the future, because it feels like it's not that right now. But what are your thoughts on that?
Okay. Well, first, it doesn't require very advanced technical skills, but I think it's more psychological because if you follow the documentation step by step, The most complicated part, it's installing Node, Git, Gatsby on your computer. So it's, I think it's a little bit more complicated on Windows because Windows, there is no console. Well, I'm a Mac user, but it's not so complicated. And then not being afraid of opening a code editor, of opening the console. But apart from that, it's just copy paste. And I have made the show and get on Learn with Jason, and in 10 minutes you have everything up. But I think for some people, psychologically, they can be afraid of seeing code and console. Many people are like that. I think it's complicated, but it's not. So it doesn't need skills.
So if you've overcome your fear of SFTP, you can overcome your fear of setting up an environment with a Gatsby.
Exactly. That's a good example.
Yeah, I got you. If you've opened up a code editor and use code snippets, you're probably okay with walking through those setup instructions. So like a WordPress, most WordPress freelancers would probably be okay leveraging those.
Absolutely. Especially I think about, and it has been an inspiration, StudioPress and Genesis. I was really a Genesis developer before.
Oh, do you know Nawai Baidola from Spain as well?
Can you repeat?
Nawai Baidola of Awesome Themes. Are you familiar with him? He's also located in Spain. Oh, you'll have to talk off air and I'll tell
you about that. So yes, I have worked a lot with Genesis and it was nice. And I realized that people from Genesis, there was this website with Sridhar Katakam and all these recipes. And we are planning to do that, to do tutorials to show you can do that and you can copy the code and explain how it works. So people even if they are not code experts, but they like to have their hand a little bit dirty and do things, they will love that. I think it's really, really great for this public. If they want to modify the theme with Tailwind, the CSS, and apply some recipes that we will build because we are preparing a lot of things now, that can be really nice. And any people can, if he's not afraid, can take their blog and have it up in Gatsby if they are not afraid about all that. But yes, basically what I realize is most of our clients are developers, even developers that doesn't come from WordPress. I had the two cases, people that come from WordPress and people that come from React that don't know WordPress. So yes, it's the people that come to buy the themes are more agencies, developers, freelancers. But we have at Micro Rocking Space, we have a cook, but this cook has made his website in HTML and CSS and is interested. So there is people that are not in this field and that can totally use it if they like. It's not a barrier. It's totally open. That's what I mean.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And I think that's one of the things that, you know, headless WordPress or just in general hasn't realized yet is, you know, bringing these bridges from the technology further down the sophistication stack, right? Starting at the very sophisticated developers, coming down into less sophisticated, getting into the assembler or code snippet culture, and then maybe eventually DIY. But like, you know, WordPress fulfilled this role for PHP development and website and application development since the very beginning. And so to see it now playing a role in tools like Gatsby, WP themes playing a role in bridging those gaps, it's interesting to see how that will contribute to the adoption of headless long-term. And I agree with you, it is the future. And luckily there's lots of contributors that are helping to make tools to make that easier. This was super interesting, Alexandra. I really
perhaps the WP engine will bring a solution to make the entry barrier easier.
Yes, actually, in Q1 we will be releasing some more things that'll make that easier. We have Atlas Content Modeler and Faust JS right now, which are both free and open source. We have some other stuff coming in Q1. We'll talk more about that later. But thank you for mentioning that.
And,
thank you for joining us today, Alexander. This was really interesting.
Thanks to you.
Of course. If you'd like to learn more about what Alexandra is up to, please visit gatsbywpthemes.com. Thanks everyone for listening to Press This, the WordPress Community Podcast on WMR. Again, this has been your host, David Vogelpohl. I support the WordPress community through my role at WP Engine, and I love to bring the best of the community to you here every week on Press This.
On this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of webmasterradio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of webmasterradio.fm is prohibited.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.